USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Terry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Buffalo Bills are going to be the first major league team in New York to host fans amid the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo making the announcement with the Department of Health on Wednesday, saying 6,700 fans will be allowed in the stadium.
Buffalo Bills, it's an outdoor venue, which is all the difference in the world from an indoor venue. Indoors, it's more difficult, first of all, right? But then, what is the size of the building? What is the percentage of people you're putting into the building?
The deal comes just in time for fans to see their first playoff game since 1996. A year-end deadline is not being met.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose families' income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a four-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it? And also, those students that have faithfully paid their student loans, have sought out value for their education, have made decisions and choices based on that, why would they be asked to also subsidize and pay for somebody else who didn't make those good judgments and choices?
Pope Francis will not be leading New Year's Eve and New Year's Day services because of leg pain. The Vatican announcing today that he is experiencing a flare-up of his sciatica. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.